chapter 12. In like manner, he points to the cross of the Anointed One in another prophet, who says, "And when will these things come to pass?" And the Lord said, "When a tree falls down and rises again, and when blood drips from a tree." Here again, you have a reference about the cross and to him who was to be crucified. But again, he speaks of this in Moses, when war was made on Israel by the foreigners, in order to remind those who were warred against that it was on account of their sins that they were delivered to death. The Spirit speaks to the heart of Moses to make a type of the cross and of him who would suffer upon it, because it declares that unless they put their hope in him, war will be made against them, even to the age. Therefore, Moses placed one weapon above another in the midst of the struggle, and standing high above them all, he stretched forth his hands, and so Israel again was victorious. Then, whenever he let down his hands, they began to be put to death again. For what reason? That they might know that they cannot be saved unless they put their hope in him. And in another prophet he says, "All day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient people, and one who walk after their own thought in a way which is not righteous." Again, Moses makes a type of Jesus, that it was necessary for him to suffer, and that he himself will give life, although they will expect that he has perished, by a sign given when Israel was falling. For since a transgression was committed by Eve through means of the serpent, he brought it to pass that every serpent bit them, and they died. This was done so that he might shame them, and on account of their transgression, they were given over to an affliction of death. Yet Moses had instructed, "You shall not have any graven nor molten image for your God," so that he might reveal a type of Jesus. Therefore, Moses makes a carved serpent and places it upon a beam, and called together the people by a proclamation. Therefore, when they came together, they begged for Moses to offer supplication on their behalf, to pray for their healing. But Moses spoke to them, saying, "Whenever any one of you is bitten, let him come to the serpent placed on the tree, and hoping in him, have faith that even though dead, it is able to give him life, and immediately he will be saved." And they did so. In this, you also have the glory of Jesus, because in him and for him are all things. Again, what does Moses say to Yahshua, son of Nun, when, as a prophet, he gave him this name, that all the people might listen to him alone? It was because the Father revealed all things about his Son Jesus. Moses says to Yahshua, son of Nun, after giving him this name, when he sent him to spy out the land, saying, "Take a book into your hands, and write what the Lord declares, how the Son of God will cut off the entire house of Amalek from the roots in the last days." See again, Jesus, who was manifested by a type in the flesh, is not a son of a human, but instead a son of God. Therefore, since they were to say that the Anointed One was a son of David, David himself, fearing and understanding the error of the sinners, says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." And again, it is said by Isaiah, "The Lord said to my Anointed One, the Lord, whose right hand I hold, that nations should yield obedience before him, and I will break in pieces the strength of kings." See how David says he is Lord, and does not say son.